decided to look at the film from that interception?
Oh, no, not yet.
No. No. Looked like you got it.
I did. I got it.
What happened on the two-point play? It's just a good move by Brandon?
Oh, good move. And then, you know, in practice, you never want to fight a foul, so you just go ahead and foul, so you won't hurt yourself extra.
You don't get beat a lot in games. You see you get beat out sometimes in camp, though. Is it just a different mindset when you're in camp?
It's cool, man. You got to understand, they're going to make plays, and which I'll call beat, I don't call beat. You know what I'm saying? It's just competing, and, you know, you got to finish a certain type of way in practice. So that's how I approach practice.
We ask the offensive guys how nice it is to go against you guys, but how important is it for you guys to go against some of these offensive weapons that you have to make yourselves better?
Oh, it's good. You get to compete with different type of guys, quick guys, big guys, fast guys, strong guys. And then you get to work your technique and fundamentals. And I feel like with our receiver core that we have, we get to work all of that.
How have you been on corners kind of developing behind? I mean, obviously, there's been a lot of talk about the depth at cornerback, a lot of question marks there. I mean, just Michael and Blake and some of those guys, how are they coming along?
They're coming along. You know, they got to stay focused, stay in the playbook, and understand that everybody's a starter, no matter if you're a backup or third screen, because anything can happen at any time.
What kinds of things do you think that you, as a veteran guy that's obviously had a lot of games here,
right,
can sort of pass along to those guys?
Remember, you got 16 games. You got to be available all 16, not just 5 or 6, and just taking care of your body.
I know you're not in this room, but what kind of personality have you found to be Brandon Marshall or addition to the sort of the locker room?
It's to me, he's been cool, he's been funny, a nice guy, respectable, and I think he's just enjoying his time here.
Joe's Pro Football Focus has you down for 3 touchdowns allowed last season. Do you think you could get to 0?
Yeah, I think so. But I don't focus on stacks, man. I just focus on doing my job. And at the end of the year, whatever the outcome may be, that's the outcome.
Landon Collins, what is a defining characteristic of him that makes him different from maybe other safeties you've played with?
He contact crazy. He know the scheme. And he just like to play football, man. He's a smart guy. You can tell that he's been in a great college system at the University of Alabama, and it just shows.
How unique is contact crazy? How many guys are contact crazy?
Got a very few. Not too many.
What makes somebody contact crazy?
When all he want to do is run around and hit people. Hit people.
Speaking about your other DBs, talk a little bit about Apple. How good can he be in his development?
Oh, he could be good. Matter of fact, he'd be special. He's long, he's physical, he's fast. But once again, it's just about telling the details of the game and understanding what's coming and understanding formation. And once he get that down, I think he'll be pretty special.
Would you say his physical game is a lot further along than his mental game?
I wouldn't say that. I would just say he's making progress every day. He's striving. I wouldn't put one above the other. I just feel like he's coming out every day and getting better.
And how important is technique? Correct me if I'm wrong, but Jackrabbit, a part of your nickname is that right. Sometimes you would lack the fundamentals, but your raw abilities could just take over.
Right.
How possible is that in the NFL?
I mean, it's slim, but in the NFL, you got to focus on technique, man. You go against fast guys that run like 4.2s and 4.3s. Stop a fast guy, techniques, get hands on, that'll slow him down.
Being a veteran, what kind of approach do you take to a preseason game? You know you're going to be in there, what, max 2 series? I mean, do you have to prepare the same way, or?
Man, I prepare in practice every day. When I get in the game, if they throw me out there, I'm out there. If not, I know I prepared in practice to where if they throw me out there, I'll be ready.
You'll just be relieved to just hit guys in another jersey?
Just do what you gotta do. Just do what you gotta do.
You said that Landon loves football. I know it sounds simple, but is that an issue for guys who think in the league?
Nah. No, but if you gotta look, I mean, if you look at it, we've been playing football since age 6, 7. So to come out here and do it every day, come on, that's your job. How can you not love it?
No, I just was wondering.
Is Valentino a guy that's kind of shown on the field that, I mean, he's obviously a guy that's been in the league now for about 5 years, played a lot of snaps last year. I mean, as a veteran, has he added something to that room? Have you seen that on the field? Does he show look like a veteran on the field out there?
Yes. You can tell he's been around a long time. He understands the schemes and You know, everybody got to understand their role on the team. And with Blake, I feel like he understand that. And then he just come out and work every day.
When you look at Gino and you look at Josh, I mean, how do you compare them?
Both of them can scramble. Both of them mobile. I don't know. I don't really pay too much of those guys like that.